since the end of the 90s, the role of the teacher is moving to another different one. The main problem is that most of the teachers do not accept that. And they consider that they have to struggle with a situation in which they have to do the same, and they have a kind of enemy in which this struggle should be won, but they can't, because the speed of our lives give no opportunity for us to do that. So someone says that we have to move from being a sage on the stage to become a guide on the side. Okay, so it means that we probably need to understand our deep limitations as teachers. In the past, we were the trustable resource in which our students could trust, because what we were going to tell them was probably the truth. But this truth, that was the content, can be easily found today. So this is not your added value. The added value of a teacher is the way that helps the students to deal with the difficulties they have when they face learning. And then it means to develop methodologies and strategies in order to help them to get acquainted with the knowledge, with the learning outcomes, in the better way that the particular personality will deserve. And then it means that, for instance, considering that people not only is not only a matter of gender, but people learn differently. So how can I help this person in a different way to this other one? How can I provide something that could be of added value to them in order not only to understand what is written in a paper or in a screen, but how to use this new knowledge in order to be critically applied to a personal, workable situation? So the main problem here is that teachers are struggling between the way they should to teach and what they should to teach. So disciplines are performing like a kind of a break for the change. Because usually most of the teachers will tell you, no, I can't do that because this is what they have to learn. So I will tell them what to learn again and again and again. And this is the most important thing. The problem is that if 20 years ago, the content was 100 in a particular discipline, today this is 175. And in 20 years, it will be 250 or 300. So it would be absolutely impossible to stay or to keep teaching in the same way. They have to understand that, but it's very hard to accept it. So my recommendation is to work more and more in teaching strategies, sometimes independently of the discipline, sometimes linked to the discipline. And if people feel much more comfortable to be always linked to the discipline, that's fine. But don't focus on the content. Focus on the teaching strategy, and particularly try to make it the reverse and think on the learning strategy for your students. How they have to learn that, or they have to do it. That's good. Then do it. And I'm referring to a STEM. Probably in the future, they can learn a lot through this kind of current places like the Fab Labs or the Maker Labs and so on. Okay, because they are doing things there, which is the role of the teacher there. The role of the teacher there is to be a kind of advisor of the students, say, no, you're getting wrong that because you didn't do that in the correct way. And why? Because probably you didn't understand exactly what the context means. So this is my help, and this is the added value I'm providing to you. And I can do that face to face, or maybe I'm looking to you online, remotely, and I see what you are doing bad or doing wrong, and then I can tell you, no, what you are doing wrong is that thing, so you have to correct it. And I give you some kind of recommendations for this correction. So the thing is that we are no longer the recipients of the content. And this is something that has to be understood. Until we don't understand that, it will be difficult to go on.